me.
Did I tell you about the pool here?
For Daniel LaRusso.
Is this the only pool you guys got?
The future seemed far from terrific.
This place is a dump. You should come back to New Jersey.
Hey, I know it's hard, but we're not quitters, are we?
Until he met the right girl.
She's beautiful. I say she's beautiful. I think she's beautiful.
Did you get your address? You got it.
But that only angered the wrong guy.
Definitely.
And his troubles really began.
You have to push it. I can pay.
Then, in one man, he found a teacher.
I promise, teach karate.
And a friend.
Fighting all his last answer. Power, whole body. Make a perfect picture.
How do I know if my picture's the right one?
If come from inside you, always right on. Lesson about the balance, not just karate, a lesson for all life.
Why train?
So I won't have to fight.
Hey, Karate Kid, let me go move.
No points or no points, you're dead meat.
I don't have much of a cheering session.
You got me.
People, welcome to Throwback Tuesday episode 60, another milestone for this podcast. I am your host, Phenomenal One of MoviesPostPodcast.com.
This is Z from TheFanCritic.com.
And I'm drunk.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I'm not drunk, but I am drinking. And Z just gave me a special opportunity to open up a bottle I've been saving for almost a year now.
It has been a year.
Is it December or August? What was it? I don't remember.
We did our summer special. And that's when you told me about it?
It was when I went to New York, right?
Yeah, I think that was before. Summer was Cancun. You were Cancun or Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it was Puerto Rico, so.
It was after summer then.
It was August or September, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember. I don't even remember where I went down to New York, to be honest.
Was it Spider-Man?
Oh, that's right, yeah. Right. It was Spider-Man, that's right. So, damn, when was that? Was that after Italy or before?
Oh, you went to Italy?
I don't remember now.
I don't remember you going to Italy.
Yeah, I don't remember now. Whatever, shit.
Yeah, but you have a nice, very, very cool bottle.
Yeah, it's on display still, right? I carry that thing around. I even wax that bottle, the actual container, down every week.
It's very sweet, and I hope you save that, too.
Yeah, so it's coming on that year, then. Whatever. I wish I could remember what episode it was now. Whatever. I'm going to go back and listen now and see when I got that thing, so I can count the days down of how long I've had. Damn, it's been that long now?
Yeah, it's on my old phone, because I remember you sent me a picture. So it's on my old phone. I can probably... It's probably gone.
I guess I could just check my old messages when you got it, because... God damn, though, that's been a long time. That year went by quick, that shit.
It happens.
Jesus Christ, shit. You just reminded me that I've had that thing for this long now. I have not opened that bottle this whole year.
But it ages well.
I'm assuming it's going to age well. It better age well. It better taste better, shit.
Surprisingly, just like this movie we're going to be talking about.
Oh, thank God, finally a good one.
A movie that's 30 years.
Damn, is it that long?
1984.
Damn, that was before I was born. Shit.
Not
me. You know
me.
This was shot in my area, too.
Not me. I was alive.
How old were you when we saw this?
When I first saw it?
Oh, I guess when it came out.
Three when it came out. Well, actually, I wasn't three yet. But, I think when I first saw it, I was like 9.
Oh, okay.
But it was... This movie still, to this day, is fucking awesome.
It used to come on TV a lot when I was a child.
It still does!
Oh, does too?
It was on AMC Thursday night, because I looked at it, I'm like, oh, Karate Kid's on. Okay, I'll watch it.
I think they had a marathon the other night of what I was thinking of all of them.
Not the Hillary Swank one. I think they want to forget that one.
No, because, you know, if I'm not mistaken, this one... And the Hillary Swank one are the ones that are on Netflix.
Yeah, part 3 is like really hard to find.
Well, Which was part three? Wasn't the no? Part three was the with the teacher after the teacher and shit. Like the teacher from this one comes back for revenge or something.
Yeah.
Like that. The second one is when they went to
Okinawa. Okinawa.
Okinawa and shit. I actually like that one too.
Yeah, the two's pretty good.
Yeah, because they had that badass fight scene at the end.
Yeah, and I it's funny that this, like, the soundtracks for this, for all of them are pretty good, too.
I was gonna say, the soundtrack in this one is pretty good, badass. You know the theme park they went to, that's like 10, 15 minutes away from my place.
The arcade and water slide?
Yeah, you know what, the funny thing is, that water slide is not there, no. So I was telling the fiance when we was rewatching it, I was like, wait a minute. Did he mean to tell me after the years passed, that theme park downgraded?
Why? That's probably an iconic place nowadays.
You know what the thing is? No, it's always empty.
What? Arcade and a water slide? Well, not no more, but you think that would be fucking awesome.
Well, you know what the thing is? There's so many of them now over here.
Oh.
So maybe back in the days, that place was pretty prominent, because even when you go in, it says, there's a, on the sign where it says golf place, well, the name of the place is called Golf and Stuff. It's in Norwalk, California, in the LA County area district, whatever. If you go there, it says under Golf and Stuff, it says where the Karate Kid was shot. And I remember when I saw that, I was looking like, where the fuck is that water park at?
I know, it lied to you, man.
The last time I went there was, it was like years ago. I had a day off, it was in the summer, on a Wednesday. And I took my little brother and little sister there, and it was empty as shit. So they had this little ride that spins around real fast and shit. And the guy just, like, was, after it was done the first time, he's like, you guys want to go again? I was like, yeah, fuck it. Well, why not just go again? Or, and for some reason, I think he just meant that said go three more times and shit. Got that ride sick as hell. He's like, oh, shit. They got, like, the bumper boats and the go-karts, the adventure golfing, like, as he said, the arcade. And I think that's, they might add it more, so I haven't been down there in years, to be honest.
How far is, you said that's about 10 minutes from you?
That's about 15, 20 minutes.
It's not bad. What's it called? Norfolk? Norwalk?
Norwalk, California?
Okay.
I think there's two more in other, if I'm not mistaken, in different states as well, because I remember I looked it up online one time, and I think there's three of them. The one I think that's always crowded is this place called Mulligan's.
I've heard of Mulligan's on something.
Yeah, because I think there's two, there's also three more in other states, and also, the one in Mulligan's has, like, laser tag and rock climbing and more shit, I guess, so.
Yeah, it's funny that the girls, like, they're like, we're going to the arcade. I'm like, girls nowadays will not say that.
You know what's funny about the, at least to me, I know a lot of people, because they were like, oh, we live in Beverly Hills, and Ralph Macchio's character, he lives in Rosita, which I was thinking in my mind, like, to go to Norwalk from Rosita or Beverly Hills, I was like, man, golf and stuff must have been a badass place to be at then back then, because that's a long-ass drive.
Can you define Rosita? They acted like it was like the slums.
Maybe back then it was, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's damn near Hidden Valley territory.
Okay.
It's close by Beverly Hills, whatever, but it's kind of like the poor part of where the Beverly Hills students are and shit like that. My whole thing was, they actually making the drive to go to Norwalk, though, for golf? And I was like, once again, golf and stuff must have been a pretty big goddamn thing back in the 80s, because that's a pretty good damn drive to be going out there.
Yeah, we don't have anything like that around here, and that's the shitty part. Like, arcades are like a dying breed.
Oh, you guys don't have, like, miniature golf parks and shit?
We have three, we have a miniature golf, with batting cages and, you know, go-karts, and we have, like, the small, but, like, arcade-wise, no, it's like, that's like a dying breed.
Now, you gotta go to Austin, Texas. They serve alcohol in arcades.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm dead serious. They got, like, all the old pinball machines there. When I went out there 2 years ago, they had all the, there was one right by, in downtown Austin, right by the hotel, and I went in there, and the lady came by, and they bring you alcohol and shit like that. You can play all the games and stuff.
Is it kind of like a casino-type, like, setting?
What was it like?
Like a casino setting type thing?
Almost like a lounge in a way. Video game lounge.
That's pretty badass.
That was pretty badass. I was like, damn, how come we ain't got this in California?
Is that, how do I say, is that like, did they have like all the old style shit?
Yeah. The old, old style shit. I'm talking about like, especially the pinball machines. Oh, hell yeah.
That's awesome.
You don't really know how much you miss those things until you actually get your hands on one of them. And then you go like, god damn, this is badass. Like, just hearing me talk about it, people, they're probably just going like, ah, well, I could just pick up an Xbox or a PlayStation controller. It's like, I don't need that stuff. But when you actually go in one side of those places and you just put your hands on one, you just be like, damn.
Yeah,
this kind of in a way.
Back in the day here, we had this huge mall that they torn down, which was like probably the hot spot, you know, of the time. And they actually had a 2-level arcade, which was the shit.
2-floor level?
2 floors, yes. They had like all the games. They had all the games where you can play, like, you know, like the nickel, like the like you win tickets and shit. And they had like some off to the side.
Yeah.
And then on the top level, they had all the games, like, you know, like Pac-Man and all the arcade games and all shit on top. It was fucking beautiful.
Badass.
I know. And
thing I always love when I go to the things. Got to hit the air hockey table.
They had that. They had air hockey and. They had the hockey where you got to control the guys.
That's fucking badass. I know like that golf and stuff place has it. The Mulligans has it. I haven't been to those places in a while though, because I feel I should go whatever. But I think the closest we think that have out here that's popular like that is a Dave and Buster's or something like that.
Dave and Buster's is the shit. I love Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, we went there the other day, and I was playing the fuck out of that game. They had that Jurassic Park game. That was badass.
We don't have anyone. I've been to one up in, like, Michigan, which is, like, 45 minutes away, but it was fucking worth it. Shit was the bomb.
That bad.
No, that shit was awesome.
Michigan is 45 minutes away from
Michigan? No, no, but the Dave and Buster's was.
Oh, okay. I was about to say. Shit,
Michigan's, like, seriously, like, only probably, like, 10 minutes away. Maybe less, depending on which way you go.
You gotta stay away from there, because Detroit might come for you, so.
Yeah, so.
Well, people anyway, though. Enough about our nostalgia of arcade games. As much as I would love to go play some right now that Z's got me hyped up for some. we're talking about the Karate Kid. The original, 1984 one, not the Jaden Smith one.
The real Karate Kid.
Yeah, I was about to say, the one that made sense, that wasn't a fantasy for black women.
The one where actually,
you
like,
know what, I actually went back and rewatched that movie too, because I just watched both movies.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Back to back to compare them, I guess.
Oh, she don't need no comparison.
Like, yeah, there is no comparison. Not gonna lie. I was sitting there watching the remake of it, and I was just like, why does this boy have his shirt off the whole movie? I was like, I don't want to watch that.
No, I've never seen the Jaden Smith one. And I don't want to.
Are you serious?
I don't want to. I hate that kid. I hate that kid.
Yeah, we all hate that kid.
I don't want to see it. I have a good Karate Kid movie right here. I don't need to freaking damper my stuff, my hopes on that one.
Yeah, dude. Don't waste your time. I ain't gonna lie. Like, Jackie Chan shows that boy, how to do some kicks and punches. And at the end of that movie, that kid was doing flips and shit.
Because he's black. They know all.
Yeah, he's black, and he was training with the Mongolians.
He was Mulan.
Ah! He's a black Mulan.
There was your live-action Mulan. It was the remake of Karate Kid.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But yeah, Karate Kid...
Appreciate your contribution, Sony, to the Karate Kid remake. Thank you.
Hey now.
Plot synopsis.
Karate Kid, directed by John Avildsen, starring Ralph Macchio, Pat Morita, I'm not going to pronounce his real name, Elizabeth Shue, came out June 22nd, 1984, budget $8 million, box office $90 million. And it's a story about a mother, son coming from New Jersey to California, and he gets bullied. They drove, and that's got to be, what, about 3 days, 4 days?
Yeah, that's pushing about 3 days, man.
It's pretty much coast to coast.
Hell yeah, that's a long-ass drive, man. Because at first, I thought they were from Arizona or some shit like that. And then when he said he was from Jersey, I looked at, I was like, holy shit, they drove from Jersey? Oh, man.
Yeah, and pretty much he gets bullied by this group of guys from a karate school named the Cobra Kai, and he learns from karate by his the maintenance guy in his apartment, Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
And
you know, I've never saw the opening of this movie before.
Like the when they show up at the apartment and stuff.
Yeah, the driving part. No, you know what? I saw the kicking part, but I never saw that driving part or anything like that.
Yeah, it doesn't really it's not really anything.
I mean, it doesn't really, it don't look like I missed much where, but I never saw that. I never saw that. As many times I've seen this movie, I've never got to that part. I always opened up to this movie seeing the part where he kicks the door down, where that guy gets hit.
Yeah. And whatever happened to that guy, he completely vanished.
After they had the little beach fight or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember his friends was just like, which I didn't understand that, because his friends was just like, man, why'd you find this guy? Look at him. I was just like, damn, ain't that a bitch.
I know, he just went up against probably the baddest motherfucker at the school at the time.
Yeah. So you think they would say he has heart or something, right?
Yeah. And this whole movie came about was because they broke his radio. They broke her radio.
Yeah, pretty much. He was trying to hit on this guy's, because apparently he was the reigning champion of the martial arts tournament.
Yeah.
And so pretty much like Z said, he was like the baddest fighter at the school. Don't fuck with him, you know? He got a crew and shit. But he was trying to hit on, what was his name? Danielson. That's right, Danielson.
Yeah.
And, he was trying to hit on the ex-girlfriend, and Johnny, playing the bully here, wasn't having that. Next thing you know, he breaks a radio, where he became an asshole, and next you know it, he tried to do some karate on him that wasn't working at all. So then next you know it, Johnny showed him some real karate and whooped that boy's ass.
Yeah, that's I mean, the '80s. This was '80s had a lot of teenage movies with with the same plot, and this just added karate into the mix. That's a
because the plot here is really simple. I mean, it's just a kid gets, but like you when you summed it up, I was just like, damn, when you think about it, it really is that simple.
It is. And one thing that I never really knew the budget. Where did this $8 million go around?
You know, I was gonna say that too, the budget when you brought it, because I never knew how much it made or how much it cost or anything like that. When you said that, I was like, god damn, it made that much and shit. And I'm assuming it went to golf and stuff.
Probably. I mean,
to golf and stuff. You know what? It went to golf and stuff to build that water park that they never had. So
that was just CGI.
Oh, that was CGI. Oh, okay. You know what? No wonder I never saw anyone on it in the movie. It was just in the background and shit.
Yeah. I just don't know where the budget came. I mean, none of these people were anything.
No.
Maybe went to karate lessons for everybody.
Would you see Elizabeth Shue was probably the biggest thing in here?
Not at the time, no. But she looked good, though.
Yeah, I guess not at the time.
She looked good.
Yeah, you know what? Nobody in here at the time. You know what? I don't know, because I didn't follow their careers or anything or anybody like that. But, yeah, from the look of it, Johnny, Mr. Miyagi, the teacher, the mother, Elizabeth Shue. I didn't know any of these people at the time.
Even Ralph Macchio, he's still, which surprisingly, his only claim to fame is the Karate Kids movies.
Which is funny.
And he hasn't missed, and My Cousin Vinny, but he hasn't done shit.
No. Yeah, some guys just don't really care about acting that much.
Oh, that's right. He was in Outsiders, too. I forgot about that.
Okay, we'll forget about that.
Yeah. But very simple plot.
Is one of your favorite 80s movies, by the way?
Yeah, it's one of them, yeah. Up there with Ghostbusters, Terminator, Nightmare on Elm Street, stuff like that. It's one of the best.
Yeah, same here. It's up there with Back to the Future, Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Or like you said, use the name. It's up there with it for me. I love this one.
And it holds up to this day. Which is...
Yeah, and rewatching it, I still don't know why I really love this movie either. It's just like, yeah, it's really simple and got right to the point. And yet, I still love it for some reason.
I would say the music.
The karate at the end of the movie was kind of corny at some time, but I was just like, eh.
Like even the acting, wasn't top notch or anything.
No, it was definitely an 80s style acting in there.
Yeah, I was like, this was pure 80s, but in a good way.
Especially Johnny.
Oh, Johnny was your typical bully.
He was your typical 80s bully at that
too. Even
that look. Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say even the guys around him too.
Yeah, they're all in the background. Yeah, get him, Johnny. You'll mess him up, Johnny.
Which, to the, like, I watched it the other night, and they had, you know, Dutch, the guy that was right before the karate tournament was picking on Daniel. And they acted like he was going to be this big motherfucker, and it was like the first time you really saw him. Like, yeah, exactly. Where the hell was he throughout this whole movie?
I was like, what is his problem with Daniel, huh? I've never seen him in this movie at all.
Yeah, I mean... But
and then, even at the end of the movie, dude, you remember Johnny, the whole movie, bullying this kid, talking shit to him, beating his ass, even when they was like, that's enough, Johnny, he's had enough. At the end of the movie, didn't he hand him the trophy and go like, you're all right with me, man?
Yeah. Well, it was like, 80s. You gotta have the happy ending.
I shook my head at that, though. I was just like, oh my god. I was like, that's so corny.
Oh, there's a lot of points, like, I would like to bring up, like... At the Halloween party, you know, he hosed him when he was smoking marijuana in the bathroom. And then he get beat up outside. I think it was his apartment complex, I believe. And Mr. Miyagi shows up, beats up, I want to say, 5 high school kids. Wouldn't he get arrested?
You know what? That's the thing, though. How old are these high school kids? They look kind of old, and they were riding motorcycles and shit. I'm just like, okay.
Well... High school, you know, actors in high school, they're not freaking at high school age. They're always, like, in their 20s or 30s.
I was making fun of him, though. I was just like, man, look at Daniel, his body weight. I was like, he does not look like a senior, though, compared to everybody else.
Oh, he looked like a freshman.
Yeah, exactly. He looked like an 8th grader.
I don't know about that, but...
That motherfucker was looking like... Especially when he kept talking to... Every time he talked to that chick and shit, I was just looking at him and her. I was just like... Man, you look like a baby compared to her. I don't think you know how to handle that.
Yeah. Elizabeth Shue, even though she is hot, she's not that good of an actress.
In here, she serves as nothing, to be honest. I'll say that.
No, she's
a plot device in this movie.
Yeah, that's a good way to put her.
Yeah. Other than that, she's not... I would agree with Z, she's not that great of an actress. But in here, I don't think she was really given anything to do.
No, she was just the romantic girl. That's it.
Something to keep. You know, I don't even know what her. To be honest, as the movie going along, I don't even know what her point was. As far as him and her and Daniel kept arguing, and then they like the movie kept trying to make these points of like, you know, Daniel living in Rosita and her living in Beverly Hills, and I was just like, that's really a throwaway plot subplot in this movie.
And okay, how far is Rosita from Beverly Hills?
You know what? I haven't been to Rosita in years. I'm not even sure, to be honest.
Is it far?
No. I want to say maybe 30 minutes.
And they all go to the same high school?
Yeah.
Wouldn't she go to, like, some private school?
You would think, right?
You would think.
Maybe they didn't have private schools back then? I don't know. Back in the 80s? Did they?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say because I would think that too. Because remember when they went to her house? That shit was huge.
Yeah, it was like 2 houses.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, that's a good point you bring up. It's like, why don't these all these? Because there was a lot of rich kids there too. So I'm just like, why don't all these rich kids just go to fucking a private school or something? And, yeah, I don't even know if they had private schools back then. You know what? You know what? I am right. It's about. It's 30 minutes from each other. I mean, Rosita is by Northridge and Van Nuys, and Beverly Hills is almost shooting in the West Hollywood area, so it's about a good 30-minute drive. That's a good fucking damn. That is kind of far.
Yeah, and they never say why they went from Newark to California. It's like, did she go because she got a job as a restaurant manager?
He did say that. Someone had asked him why they moved, and then it was the boy that he kicked. Remember?
Oh, in the door. Okay. The best friend that just vanished.
Yeah, the best friend that vanished him because he got his ass kicked by the bully and shit like that. He asked him why he was moving. He was just like, my mom got some job out here for, and he said, he made it seem like some computer company, which we later find out it's actually a restaurant.
Yeah, what would you pack up everything and go coast to coast for a restaurant job?
Hell no. Hey, but then again, back then in the 80s, that must have been a lot of money back then to them.
Well, that means she had to have gone out there for an interview.
The funny thing is, too, she says she left computer job for that. I was like, they had computers in the 80s?
Yeah, those. I think it was like the Pong shit.
Oh, shit. Hell no, man. No, thank you.
But did you, I mean, I liked, when you were watching this and you saw Mr. Miyagi pretty much be a slave owner to Daniel-san, making him do all this stuff for his house, did you wonder why he was making him, like, sand the floor, paint the fence?
You know, I was, I rewatched this with the lady and shit, and I was telling her, I was like, you know what, I wonder if that method of training someone, not just in karate, just in anything, I wonder if that method works, because if you train a person in a, say I train you in math,
yeah,
and you have a hard time getting math, what if I taught you another way of doing it that where you believe yourself you're not even doing math?
Interesting.
Do you think your brain would operate quicker on learning it this way because it doesn't feel like math to you? So I was like, I wonder if that technique actually works for people, because I was like, you know, I think I've actually been experimenting with that, not just in martial arts and anything like that. I was like, because to learn something very quick, whatever, your brain can't process so much if he was to tell you every karate move or something like that. So it almost feels like the techniques he was teaching him was something that he could get used to doing, something that he already knows how to do, but yet apply to something else. And I was like, that technique is actually interesting that they do this in this movie. I never really paid attention to that as well, watching these movies at all, until now.
Because you don't know what he's doing. You just think he's, you know...
No.
You just think, because at the first, you really think Miyagi's a dick. At the very beginning, you think he's a dick.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean,
I'm talking about the beginning of the movie, you think he's a dick, so.
Yeah, at the beginning, when you first meet him.
Yeah, he's just trying to catch a fly, and he's trying to talk to him. He ain't answering him shit, so.
Yeah. Maybe that's why black people were slaves. White people were teaching them stuff.
You know what? They did. They taught us how to sing, play basketball, throw the cotton in the basket right there, how to run, triathlons, how to, you know, sweat properly, you know.
Sweat properly?
Yeah, exactly. Isn't there a song by this black Negro called Throw It in the Bag? Well, throw the cotton in the basket. Yeah, that's something. There you go. So,
so, see, you guys learned something.
Black people around the world right now shaking their goddamn heads saying, this nigga right here. So, yeah. But I found that, you know what, I found that to be a... Because I love the karate parts of it before rewatching this movie. But we rewatched it now. I finally had time to analyze it. And I was really thinking. I was like, that's the most interesting part of the whole movie right now.
It was. It's kind of cool. Because you're kind of wondering, like, here. I mean, he's pretty much, how many? I don't know how many cars he waxed. It had to have been like fucking like 20 to 50. You couldn't tell, but.
Oh, I thought it was like five. Yeah, like five badass cars, right?
Classics, too.
It was like five or six of them, I think.
It looked like more. Yeah, I don't know how many.
Too. And I was like, can you pick the yellow one? What the fuck? It looked like what?
But paint the fence, both sides, sand the floor. Mm-hmm. Was that it?
He pretty much was teaching them, he was pretty much teaching them defensive karate.
Yeah, then he wanted to learn how to punch.
Which was pretty cool, actually. I never... never looked at learning something like that could be defensive. So, because it was, like you said, paint the fence, sand the floors, wax the car, and I believe that was it.
Was it something with the house?
It was paint the house.
Was it paint the house,
but
too?
It was left or right. I can't remember, but it was left or right. So that's all he said, dude, was left or right.
Okay.
I gotta admit, from Ralph Macchio's point of view, that had to be very frustrating.
Oh, yeah. If, say, you were in that position, you'd probably quit after the first time.
Yeah, oh, second time. I would probably give a chance, but second time, I'd be like, all right, man, you go on fishing, partying, and shit like this. You got me fucking cleaning your house up. You signed me up for this fucking karate tournament. I'm going to get my ass kicked. You haven't taught me a damn thing. And then when he does that little night mission where he says, left to right, paint the house, or whatever, and shit like that, you see him blocking all these punches and shit, and you just like, holy shit. You learned karate without even knowing it.
I know. I mean, maybe you should learn that for your MMA.
I don't need to do that because we take down submissions, so I don't need to know how to block and shit. I already know how to do that. I would have beat Ralph Macchio's ass in this movie because he was fighting like a little bitch. I was like, yo, this is Hollywood. Right here. Man, he doesn't know how to stand or anything. Like,
he did learn. He said he took. I remember he said he took karate at the Y, what? And his friend was like, "Oh, that's so badass." I'm like, it's YMCA karate, fool.
He told his mom he took it at the Y. He just told his friend that he just knew karate or whatever.
Oh, that's like, right, yeah.
Him like,
yeah, that's right.
You took karate at the Y? I was just like, what a bastard. I took boxing since I was 10 all the way to, I think, 15, and then I took jiu-jitsu and MMA afterwards, all the way till I was about, until 2 years ago, I presume, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd have killed Brock. And plus, that karate tournament compared to, like, an MMA tournament, that shit was weak. I was just looking at that, I was just like, man.
Did,
all these one punches and shit, like.
Did, you know what, now I think about this, the movie Never Back Down. That was like the Karate Kid of MMA. Would you agree with me? Because you got this new kid, he's bullied, he takes up MMA with Damage Houston, or whatever his name is.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like the same thing.
Okay, I can see where you're going with that. Same premise.
Pretty much same exact plot, pretty much.
It all revolves around some hot bitch.
Exactly. That she was really a lesbian during that time, and then she got engaged to Johnny Depp, but whatever.
Hey, it goes to a testament to show you, like, why these women keep putting up with these guys if they don't like them that much?
Yeah. And you really think that she's a fucking cock tease, Allie, the Daniel's son. Mm-hmm. And her friends were a bitch, too. Throughout the whole movie, they were bitches.
I didn't like Dick. I didn't like her fucking friend. And how about the outfits, man? Could you wear them short ass pants, by the way?
No. And it's.
My God, I'm telling you. There was times I was getting uncomfortable in this movie looking at Ralph Macchio in them short ass pants. I was just looking at him like.
And it's cool. He was wearing what? Freaking long jeans. No, skinny jeans. Skinny jeans and a fucking like.
What? Skinny jeans.
And he was wearing fucking like a. Wool fucking overall shirt or whatever. I'm like, what he wore deserved to be bullied.
Oh, and plus he would wear like goddamn turtleneck sweaters with a Letterman jacket and shit. I was just like, dude. I was like, man, I was rewatching this, but I was like, I'm glad I didn't grow up in the 80s. I was just I'm like, because had I seen some old photo of me wearing some shit like that, I'd have been pissed. Yeah. I'm with you on that one. He did deserve to be bullied.
Yeah, but then, you know, everything leads to this.
The bullies in here were just violently evil for no reason, though. Let's be real.
Yeah, and over because he tried to Daniel saying he tried to be a man and be like the hero to Allie, yeah. And they just kept doing it and doing it and doing it, and he didn't beat him.
There was that scene where they pushed him off his bike down that hill and shit.
They could have killed him.
No, that's what I said too. I was just like, if his forehead ended up like that after hitting them rocks and shit, yeah, they could have easily fucking killed him.
Yeah, it's just. It was unnecessary because they beat him up the first time. Okay, cool. That's whatever. And then they just kept doing it. Well, it was like the soccer thing. Yeah. They see him in...
Yeah. Oh, because the soccer thing was funny because he punched him in the face.
Yeah, because he was showing off, hitting the soccer ball with his knee, showing off, being a dick. And then they started, they sideswept him and he started to fight. Then just kept going on. There's really no need for it.
Did you say that this back when we were growing up, when we were in elementary and shit, bullying was like that though?
They usually went after the weakest person.
Yeah, I know I'm making fun of that, saying like, oh, they were a little over extreme, but I remember back then I knew a couple of bullies like this.
Yeah. But
now we have internet bullies.
Yeah, which seems to be more serious. It's more serious now than back.
I think kids nowadays would appreciate just getting their ass whooped out of school instead of getting cyberbullied.
Oh yeah, I 100% agree.
Cyberbullying. How many people you've heard and hung themselves or something like that from getting bullied now?
Oh, it's like a pretty much a weekly thing
Or whenever a woman plays video games and she plays online, how many cunts she get called or something like that or whatever. So, yeah, cyberbullying is... bullying now is worse than back then, to be honest.
Well...
I shouldn't even say...
Come on. If you got owned by a girl playing, Modern Warfare or Halo or whatever, you'd say they're a cunt regardless if it was a guy or a girl.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. And second of all, I'd be like, that's hot. You need to come over. That'd be my pickup line. Maybe you can come over my place sometime and show me how to do that for real.
I'll wax the fence or I'll wax the floor.
Yeah, shit, I like that shit. I like girl gamers. If they know how to play and they throw it, man, I'm just like, that's fucking awesome, shit. Like you said, I was playing Halo with the girl in there the other day, and she was playing her ass. I was looking at her like, damn, you can play.
Can your girl play?
You know how to play.
She
knows how to hold her own and shit. I was looking at her like, damn.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, you can't find that now.
That's awesome. You could, because I thought I was going to have to hold her hand and show her where to go and stuff like that. She just followed and, cause I was just like, damn, shit. I can rely on you to back me up in this game.
Yeah.
I don't know why people bully over that. I think that's a stupid bullying, to be honest. But I think bullying is worse now because of the internet. All the death threats people get and shit that be sent to them, and all the people that off themselves and shit like that or try to kill themselves. Or even nowadays is if you come out the closet openly or something like that, and
mm-hmm.
you get bullied about that even over the internet and
shit. Yeah.
You hear all these things, people go off themselves. So.
Do you think this is a good anti-bullying movie?
To show, who would I be showing it to? Just
anyone? I would say, the tormentor or the one getting bullied that you can, rise up.
Yeah, I can see that. This is a very good it's not a hey, just talk to him and everything will be all right. It actually, I would agree with that. It is a good anti-bullying movie because it is a guy who was getting bullied who solved his problems through actual hard work.
Yeah, literally hard work.
Yeah, literally hard work. Literally did work and then did training and then joined in a tournament and handled his bullying by earning respect and stuff like that. So, I think this is now that you bring that up, I think this is a really good anti-bullying movie, to be honest.
I mean, it's not like the documentary. It's
inspiring.
It's inspiring, yeah. I mean, it's not like the documentary Bully, which is fantastic. That's a fantastic movie or documentary. Yes. But it's a nice, this is a very inspiring movie, and that's probably why, to this day, it holds its own, because it's an inspiring movie.
You know what? Maybe that's why we liked it so much as kids. We thought it was inspiring. So
yeah, I think this, that word was. I mean, you weren't even born when this came out. You got this. When did you first see it?
Ooh, probably when I was 8. So that was about 95.
And what was your first impression of it?
I liked it. Liked it a lot. Matter of fact, I liked it. But then I started to like it more every year that passed.
Yeah, to this day, I still love this movie.
Yeah, still to this day. I mean, I'm watching them on TV, and I, even on Sundays, I marathoned all of them and shit at one point. I was just looking at them, I was just like, I like these movies a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like you said, that the girl one.
Yeah, and the one thing that does kind of irk me, because you only get pretty much... You follow Daniel-san and Miyagi. You don't get any character development with the bullies or Allie at all.
No.
And the mom disappears a lot, too.
I would say the bullies especially, but the thing about the bullies is, are they really bullies, or should you get more time with them or the teacher?
I would say the teacher, because he's the ultimate bully. He's the one that's pretty much brainwashing them.
Yeah, he's the mastermind behind everything. And you think their parents is okay with this dude teaching them that?
Yeah.
Like seriously? Like, his whole thing was... And it's even on his walls and shit. No mercy. Take your enemy out. I'm just like... So your parents signed you up for this knowing that this shit was on the discrepancy there?
Well, he was...
Wow.
He was a Vietnam veteran, right?
Yeah.
So he obviously seen some shit.
He's since fucked up shit.
He,
you know,
probably
what I think it was too. It's just that their parents was just rich and white, so they didn't give a shit.
Yeah, it's true. And they're yeah, you're exactly right. Well, they had a black student, which I think that was the fucking gay guy from Revenge of the Nerds. I really think that was.
You know what? I didn't get a good look at him, but I kind of agree with you on that one.
I think that was. I think he was the only black actor in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. He was only black. He's gonna play the black Doctor Brown, Marty. But you know what? Yeah, I think what it was though is why the parents didn't give a shit. It's just because they were rich and had better problems to do whatever. They didn't give a shit what their kids were doing because they were just like, oh, we can pay our way out of it. You know how rich people are.
You know what? You know, first time watching this, you're like, oh, Allie's so sweet to Daniel. But then in the sequel, you find out what she did. You're like, and then watching this, you're like, she's a bitch. Stay away from her.
Actually, you know what? Daniel's kind of a bitch, too, though.
Oh, he was, yeah. He was.
He gave that girl a hard... He gave that girl a hard time in this movie.
Because she was rich.
Yeah, and that had nothing to do with it, though. Like, there was, like, the part where they leave golf and stuff and shit. And he's just like, you could have went with them, whatever. And she was like, but I didn't go with them. So... And he just got all mad. He's like, whatever, do whatever you want. I'm just looking at him like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I know, yeah. He was kind of a crybaby.
Yeah, he was a very crybaby. He was a wishy-washy crybaby, too, at that.
Yeah. But then it all led up to the All-Valley tournament.
There were points in the movie I didn't like him that much. I'm not going to lie. He was kind of like getting on my nerves with the... And the only time he's getting on my nerves really is when his love interest is in here, because he was so wishy-washy with that girl. I was just like, look, dude, do you want to be with her or not? I mean, damn. It could be fucking mine.
I know. She liked him, and then he kept questioning her. You know?
Yeah. It's like, dude, if she wanted to play you, she'd have played you by now, okay? I mean, she's being super fucking nice to you. And I gotta admit, Mr. Miyagi came up with a pretty cool-ass Halloween costume for you, because you could make out in that thing.
Yeah.
I was just looking at that thing. I remember looking at that thing, I was just like, that looked stupid as fuck. But I was looking at it, I was like, oh, wow, that'd be awesome, actually, now that I think.
The teacher, nobody would ever know what's going on in there.
Mr. Miyagi, man, the ultimate pimp.
Yeah.
Well, that's right, yeah, nobody would never know this shit.
And then everything led up to the tournament, which to this day, watching this, I never realized it. He entered the tournament illegally.
Yeah.
Because Miyagi stole the black belt from the guy's bag.
Yeah. He had to have a belt or whatever. The funny thing is, you think they would have gone over those specifics before signing up?
Yeah, you would think.
Like, you think that the teacher that he challenged would have said, you need to have this in order to get in there or something like that? You think he would have just went over? You think they would have looked up the tournament specifics at least? Because that shit would have been funny if they needed more requirements, and then they just turned his ass away and he couldn't perform in that tournament.
Yeah. And one thing that I still, to this day, I'm kind of curious that I don't, how many Cobra Kai students were in this tournament?
Like, all of them.
And they never fought each other?
You know what the thing was? What was his name? At the end, Bobby that took him out?
Yeah.
You would think that the teacher would want Bobby, one of his up and coming students to go against his star pupil, right?
Yeah.
If his star pupil really is still the star pupil and shit. And instead, he's just like, I'm going to get disqualified. He's like, just take him out. I'm just like, you don't want your two top students to go at it to see who's better? Come on now.
Yeah, but one guy I did like watching fight was that guy who Johnny beat in the semifinals. He was doing those flips and everything.
The Hawaiian guy?
Yeah, that guy was cool.
Yeah, he really was cool. You thought he was going to have a bigger part in the tournament? Because they kept showing him?
Yeah, I remember he beat, like, some fat black guy, some fat Cobra Kai guy.
Is right now a fat guy in this kind of tournament when you're just trying to get points, that's the best kind of guys to fight because shit, they're easy to get a punch on.
Yeah, and Daniel, I think he beat like three, well, counting Bobby by DQ, but he beat Dutch, which I love Miyagi's look when Dutch was strutting and Miyagi was like staring like a death hole into him. Did you catch that?
Miyagi told him. Miyagi would tell him, he's like, you'd be lucky if you survive. And he's like, what do you mean by surviving? He's just like, because these Cobra Kai guys, they're out for blood.
Yeah, and Daniel thought Miyagi fought in tournaments like this, and he fought for his life and not points.
That, you know what? Me and we started laughing at that, because she was just like, when he said that, he was just like, have you fought in tournaments for points? He's like, not for points. Life. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, that's kind of dark for a PG film.
I know. I know.
Especially when you see the second film and you realize what he's been through, you're just like, oh God, dude, you really did fight for life.
Yeah. Oh, geez. But the tournament was cool because you had the song playing.
You're the best, and nothing's gonna be the best around, and the best, and around. Didn't we play that in that one show we did, or something like that?
Oh, yeah, at the our special thank you.
Yeah, special thank you for the podcast. We played that song. What was the other song we played?
I can't remember. We're the Champions.
We're the Champions, that's right. Perfect combo, double feature song. If you ever need to feel like the best,
yeah. But the song is awesome.
You know what? Why didn't they play that at the end of this movie when after you won? They should have just said, "We are the champions."
I don't know, but the montage with the song was pure 80s, but it was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was an awesome montage too, by the way.
It was. You see Daniel, you know, winning and stuff, and all the other Cobra Kai guys winning, and they're watching Daniel, and they can't believe he's still around.
Mm-hmm. Their last fight with him and Johnny was pretty cool, too.
It was.
The second round, with the second point that Daniel got, when he did the sweet kick, and then the chop to the head, I was like, damn, that was kind of badass, actually.
Yeah, and it was... Because I remember when Johnny fought the Hawaiian guy, he had him, like, on, you know, he goes to punch his face, but he doesn't touch him. But yeah. Daniel got kicked in the face by Dutch. I mean, are they, like, you can't physically, I thought, you like, you can't touch him, or, I don't know. Or they just give him the...
I was going over that, too, and I was just like, shouldn't Johnny be losing points here or something? They're like, do they have any rules here? What's going on here? Because, like you said, there was Johnny, especially when he grabbed his leg and hit him in the knee, and the guy just said, that's a warning for you. I'm just like, a warning? He wants to lose a point for that. What?
Yeah. I mean, you remember in the third one, they wanted the guy to get a point, lose a point, get a point, lose a point.
Yeah. I didn't get the rules of this tournament because it looked to me when he grabbed his when Daniel threw that kick and he grabbed him and then he kneed him in the, or no, elbowed him in the knee, that didn't look like no mistake. That looked like deliberately. And you think the ref would have called that instead of saying, I'm going to give you a warning. He would have, like, say, hey, you know what? I'm taking a point away. I told you to keep away from the face and the knee. You ain't supposed to be hitting. That's in the rule book. You can't be doing that or whatever and shit. And he didn't lose a point or Daniel didn't get a point for it. I'm just like, ain't that a bitch, dude?
And how'd Allie know the rules of the tournament but no one else did?
I guess because she was just dating the...
Oh, Johnny and she knows? Mom. Okay.
You know, he's the winner.
What still is... So what pissed,
that tournament's nothing new for her, I guess.
What pissed me off about the third one
what
is...
Saying?
What pissed me off about the third one is that Daniel got a complete fucking buy in this whole fucking tournament, but Johnny was a two-time winner and had to go do the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
That tournament is straight up some bullshit, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That tournament is straight up bullshit, I ain't gonna lie. And you know what, you say two-time winner, we don't know how much Johnny won that damn tournament, to be honest.
They said under 18, that's all. So he could have been winning it since he was like 10.
Hell yeah. He could have been winning for a while. Because there were when the tournament first opened up, there was when Daniel was walking, when he was looking for his stage, there were two little kids you see from a top corner view fighting. And they were going at it. I was just looking at them too. I was just like, damn, I want to put the camera on them. They were going at it, dude. I was talking.
Beat
the shit out of each other.
You know what? I wonder, after people saw this movie...
Yeah.
How many people tried to do the crane kick?
Oh, you know everybody tried to do the fucking crane kick. Come on.
And they all failed, bro.
Yeah, Karate Kid was like Jaws. Karate Kid, everybody tried to do the fucking crane kick. When people saw Jaws, they stayed away from the beaches. When they saw Psycho, people didn't take showers for weeks. so you know, yeah, Karate Kid was definitely one of those movies with the crane kick.
Did it?
I even tried that motherfucker.
For you are you're a MMA fan. Didn't Machida do the crane kick in a fight and won?
Yeah.
I remember that because it was like the whole. I mean, people put it on YouTube and with the video and everything.
You know who would be the best at doing a crane kick would be a Muay Thai fighter because their fighting style is really not in so much power in the fist. Mm-hmm. It's usually legs and knees and shit and kicks. So, a Muay Thai fighter, because that's how their balance is and position shit. I bet he'd be great doing a crane kick. He might kick the fucking head off your damn body, too.
Which ending did you like better? Which last fight? Did you like which out of the three? One, two, and three?
Oh, the second one.
The second one was for life. They were going to kill each other.
That one had consequences, dude.
And that guy, I think that guy was more intimidating.
Oh, hell yeah, that dude was scary, dude. Especially at the end of this one where Johnny's just like, he's like, hey, man, you're all right with me. And then, you know, you got the other one, which was Bobby B or whatever his name was. He's just like, sorry, Daniel. I'm just like, y'all bullied him this whole movie. Now y'all feeling sorry. I'm just like, oh, my God, give me a break.
And what did he really do to his knee? Bobby.
He jerked it off.
Because he just jumped and kicked. I'm like, what did he do, really?
Can I ask you a question? Because the whole thing, the tournament was about respect and shit like that. Don't you think that Daniel would have gained people's respect just by standing up to him in the first place?
I would think.
Yeah, I would think so, too. It's like, wow, he actually had to join a tournament and do this, whatever. I mean, not to mention that even though everybody knows he's a badass, he kept getting up in that first fight they had to take him on. And matter of fact, even got punches in on him, too.
Yeah. He pretty much did pretty good.
He got three punches on him, even on the soccer field. He got a good punch on him as well.
Yeah. So
he still didn't earn his respect. He still didn't earn respect after that. I'm just like, shh.
He made it to the finals and he beat three. I want to say Bobby, Dutch, and the other guy that was one of the part of the bullies. He beat them. He had to earn some respect, even if he would have lost. But who knows? I mean,
I remember seeing Dutch in the movie, to be honest.
Besides, I don't remember either.
I remember I looked at all the bullies when they were all standing around him and shit. I was just like, I've never seen. I don't even remember seeing Dutch. That was like a he literally came out of nowhere, especially in that locker room. He's the first one. You think that's going to be Johnny, but he just came in and was just like, what's up, Danny? I'm just like, damn, dude, who are you?
Yeah, that's why, I'm kind of curious where he came from. And why shoehorn him in to that role real fast?
Manufacturing Cobra Kids.
Well, you've seen all the Cobra Kids before, so I don't know. I mean, I didn't have a problem with it. I'm just kind of curious why didn't they show him before?
Yeah, but that fight. To answer that question, though, I love the second one. The fight in it, that was just fucking. That, like you said, that was for life. That crane kick shit didn't work in that one either.
No, because they know, like, I know Miyagi's shit.
Yeah, like, that. What was funnier about that one, or better about that one, is that tournament karate shit wasn't going to work in this kind of fight.
Yeah, exactly.
This was a real fight right here. Like you said, it was for life. That was a long fight, too, to go at it.
Oh, yeah, that was like 10 minutes of film time, wasn't it?
Hell yeah, it was long. And yeah, Frank, you got me wanting to just pull that fight scene up real quick and see it.
It's good. I really enjoy it. I really enjoy that fight scene. It's such a good fight scene. Because it was a little more of brawling and karate.
Mm-hmm. It was street fighting down in Odero.
Yeah.
So what would you give a Karate Kid 1?
Karate Kid 1, I would get the original. You gotta be Karate Kid 1. I wouldn't give it 5. I would probably say 4, but it's really close to 4.5. It's the stuff with Dutch that kind of bothers me, that he just kind of got thrown in there as another adversary.
It's the stuff with the villains, pretty much.
Yeah, and then the stuff with Allie, you know, I thought that was kind of just forced and...
But I have a love interest in there.
You do, but I thought it's this movie for 30 years. It's very hard for a movie to stand still. I mean, I think this and Back to the Future and probably Ghostbusters are the only movies that really still to this day stand still.
Oh hell yeah! I think the DeLorean time travel and Back to the Future, I think it still looks good to me.
Yeah. But I say 4
like
stars.
You said, the effects in Ghostbusters, when we saw that, oh, yeah, I was like, yeah, this still holds up for me as well.
Yeah, but 4 stars.
I'm about right there with you. And there are bullies like that back then, and I know that a lot of films do this, whatever, but, yeah, I don't know what the one who really should have got the attention, even though he does get the attention in the third film, is the teacher. But I still personally don't know his motivation, why he was just a dick, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought it is kind of weird.
It kind of just out of nowhere that he's just a dick and showing no mercy. You know what? Maybe you're supposed to take in that Vietnam vet, show no mercy. You show mercy, you will get... Because he kept saying that, if you show mercy, you will be killed. Maybe he's just seen some shit that where some of his mates or friends might have took it easy on someone and they ended up dying.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that's the closest death you can get to that guy. But I guess for me, I would agree. Then the worst parts of the movie really are the ones with Elizabeth Shue. The villains.
If she wasn't in this,
goes over a little more.
If she wasn't in this,
what was that?
If she wasn't in this movie, would you like it better?
Probably so. I mean, it'd be more time spent on the training than him just being wishy-washy. Because, you know, that was the only times I didn't like Ralph Macchio, is whenever he was around this chick, because he couldn't make up his fucking mind, whatever, if he was going to be good with her or a douchebag and shit. And it's like, there were scenes, like you said, there was supposed to be where he's poor, she's rich, but those scenes never really meant anything for her on her part, where she tried to flash her richness in front of him.
Yeah, I know.
And he was being a kind of a dick about it. And that was points where I was just like, you know, you don't deserve that girl.
Yeah, and then we find out what she did to him, so.
Yeah, in the second film. So, you know, I remember even telling the girlfriend, I was just like, in the second film, they break up like the first fucking 5 minutes and shit. So I was like, none of this shit even means anything in this film.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Daniel Son's a pimp. That motherfucker has a new girlfriend every movie.
Yeah.
Moves, whatever. So I'm gonna give it a low C.
Low C, yeah. That's about right. Yeah. I mean, would you? I mean, would it's got replay value?
It's short.
It's 2 hours long.
It's got a lot of replay value. Was it 2 hours long?
Yes.
Oh, it didn't feel that way sometimes.
No, it doesn't.
Sometimes it did.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of weird scenes, like Miyagi getting drunk. That was a weird scene.
I think that scene, because that was when Danielson really started training hard after that or whatever. I think that was one of those scenes. We see these in lots of movies, too. Whenever the guy that's supposed to be teaching you something and you kind of disagree with his methods, they always have a one scene where that guy might start crying or he gets drunk or he tells you a story or something like that. And then the character who disagrees with him has an understanding of him. And the next you know, in the next scenes, you see like a montage of him just getting better at what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
That is like a standard cliche in these kind of movies.
Is that what this movie just is? It's just a cliche?
The starter of cliches.
Yeah.
It's the first of cliches, yes.
But
back when people like me and you didn't know what a cliche was.
Cliche is just Karate Kid, that's the ultimate cliche.
It's a good cliche.
It is. I mean, this movie's awesome.
Yeah, I would rewatch it again, even with giving it the low seat and stuff like that. I still like it. Matter of fact, I love it. I own it. The second one I like as well. Yeah, I don't remember the third one that much.
Oh, that's when the tournament gets really retarded, where Daniel gets a full bye to the finals.
Yeah, you know what? The funny thing is, I remember the next Karate Kid more than I remember the third one.
You probably remember... You probably remember Jaden Smith more than the third one.
Yeah, I do, actually.
But this movie's a classic.
Oh, hell yeah. 80s classic, definitely.
So you ready to get some comments?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get some questions and comments out the way, and so we can practice our martial arts as soon as this ends and find our own Mr. Miyagi to teach us the mystical, magical Asian man to teach us some things, whatever. So yeah.
Is he gonna make you do? Is he gonna make you clean the house?
Would you like to see a Karate Kid TV show?
Yes. I would. I would love to see that.
That'd be pretty cool, right?
I think it would. I think it would be badass.
Okay, because you want to... every problem we have with this movie, it could be fixed with TV.
Oh, yeah. It could. It's better character development. It's not going to cost a lot.
You could easily have like a 30-minute episode that sets up this kid moving, getting into bullies, tournament is set up, and for the last episode, the season finale, is the actual tournament. But until that, we build up on these characters and him training.
Yeah.
Yeah, make a better, probably make a better, way better TV show. Especially with today's effects of martial arts as well.
Yeah, I mean, would you think you have an Asian one?
Like a Asian main actor, or
yeah,
you can get a couple of especially if the guy from the raid does it. My thing is, would you want to see karate, or would you have a preference of martial arts you'd like to see?
I would rather see martial arts.
Martial arts, any certain brand like Muay Thai, Jiu Jitsu, or anything like that, or.
I like Muay Thai. It seems really artistic.
Yeah, it really is.
But I would love to see that. Yeah.
I think Muay Thai too is a dying breed in the United States.
There's not. I mean, that used to be a big thing in UFC and shit. And now you don't see as much.
Used to be a huge thing in MMA, whatever, because it was all about balance, kicks, and knees and stuff like that. I know because India is where it came from, so India is very famous for Muay Thai. I know it still happens out there, but I remember in the States, that used to be a big part of it and stuff, but you don't really hear too much about it or see any more Muay Thai tournaments or that. So, you know, I probably agree with you. I wouldn't mind seeing a Karate Kid about Muay Thai.
I wouldn't mind. I would like to see. I mean, you can do so much. You can lead to, like, the season finale could be like the tournament.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if they put it on AMC and make it gritty.
Oh, really? Oh, like Walking Dead style?
Oh yeah, you show the act, like you feel punches and shit like that when you get kicked. Like the whole bicycle scene and him rolling down a hill and you see the blood in his forehead and shit. I want you to feel that.
That would be. Dude, that would be pretty cool. But there's actually, it's kind of funny, because I actually just watched a trailer for a movie, I can't remember what it's called, but a guy's getting bullied. I think Don the Dragon Wilson's in it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea, to be honest.
It's like a kid's getting bullied, and they go teach him karate, and then it's like this whole, like, martial arts thing. It's got Don Dragon Wilson and Cynthia Rockwell, I think that's her name.
Is it coming out this year?
I think so. It's like an anti-bullying movie type thing.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, is it Karate Kid 4? What is it?
No. But we have a Karate Kid 4.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Forgot about that. It is. It's called The Next Karate Kid.
And we have a Karate Kid 5, too.
Yeah, that's right. So, is it the Karate Kid sequel to Jaden? All right, let me give you the premise of the Jaden Smith one, though. So, in the Jaden Smith one, his mom moves to China.
Driving?
Probably so. So, they moved to China, right? Where kids were trained their whole lives in martial arts. Like, they even show you the school, and they tell you about, like, when these kids were at first able to walk, they've been training their whole lives and stuff like that. Jaden Smith does some running and learn punches and beats the shit out of every kid in that school. And you're just looking at that like, see, this is a lot different from a karate class in America to kids that train their whole lives to where Jaden Smith is just throwing them down and something he learned in 2 days.
Yeah.
Like, that is some fantasy shit for your ass right there.
just you talking about it, I mean, did he have, like, easy time beating everyone until the final guy?
Yeah.
Because Daniel was scared as fucking shit at the beginning of the tournament.
Yeah. I don't know if it's because Jaden's a bad actor or whatever, and he wasn't delivering that he was scared and shit, but he kind of went through them guys kind of easily.
Fuck that movie. Fuck Jaden Smith. So I fucking hate that kid so much.
Fuck him.
I hate that kid.
I fucking hate that kid, too. His little nappy-headed ass sister.
I think the Smith family is, like, I don't mind early Will Smith, but him now, he just pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah, it seemed like he's doing it on purpose too, though.
Do you think he's doing it to be like, this is what I have to live with every day, now you guys have to experience it?
Yeah. You remember that interview he did where the bee flew by Jaden's head?
Yes.
Oh my god, because you saw Will, he had this uncomfortable laugh, and he's like, Jaden, boy, it's a bee, it's alright, or whatever shit. And you think of the bark back of his head, he was just like, good lord, now we're on camera, that you a little bitch.
Well, y'all know that.
Yeah, but still, he's just like, yeah, I don't need to film this. I don't know, I have my reasons why sometimes I love Will, and sometimes I hate him. And I like Jada Pickett, but they kids, man, they kids are some bad. They kids make you not like them.
Yeah.
They keep cramming them down our fucking throats, to be honest.
I fucking hate him.
You know there's a movie in production.
Oh, shut up.
Smith, that Jaden Smith's supposed to be like the most dangerous assassin or spy or something. Yeah, assassin, ninja or some shit like that.
God damn it. Didn't you remember the Tavon Martin thing? You saw that post I made on Facebook? That Will Smith's producing and then Jaden Smith's gonna be Tavon Martin. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah. How do you feel about him being the most deadliest ninja ever?
That's complete bullshit. Fucking DMX is a better ninja than him.
Then the loudest nigga ever. Hey, yo, dog. I'm about to kill you.
Fucking, what's his name? Who's the guy you keep bringing up? He did, Man of the Iron Fist.
Oh, RZA.
He's a better ninja.
Hey, soft words. He is soft. RZA get it done, baby. He'd be like, yo, Shaolin, baby, Wu-Tang, baby.
Seriously, fuck Jaden Smith.
Oh, RZA, I wish you were Asian.
He wishes that, too.
Yeah. And if you don't believe him, watch his movies.
I remember that. I remember watching G.I.
You know, I will give this. As much fun as I make of the RZA, I really respect him as a director for the movies he made where there were, like, the Asian Kung Fu movies. For him to actually go to China and study the culture of martial arts and stuff like that, I really respect that from him. No bullshit aside.
I remember watching G.I. Joe, and then he shows up. I'm like, what the fuck is this? He trained Storm Shadow. He's trained Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow. I'm like, fuck you.
That was the best movie of the year, man. Because when he popped up, dude, I was laughing at you. I stood up and applauded. I was just like, he's got a Japanese accent. And he's got. He's supposed to be the blind. He was called the blind swordsman. I was just like, this dude.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Oh, fuck Jaden Smith. Fuck Will Smith for shoving him down our throats.
Hail the RZA.
God damn it.
RZA, man, it was fucking awesome, dude. I don't know when to take that dude serious, though. I'm not gonna lie.
No.
You know what? I actually want to watch his show. I don't know if you know, but he has a show on, I think it's on Fox, with another name, a well-named actor as well. He's playing a cop or something like
that. Is that a gang-related show?
I can't remember what the name of it is. It might be.
I didn't know he was in that.
He's the main star of it, too.
Interesting.
Have you seen it?
No, I think it might be that one. I'm not sure, though.
Okay, I do want to watch that. I hope they put it on, I can't ever catch it, so I hope they put it on Netflix so I can just binge watch through it, because I really would like to see that, be like, God, he's an FBI, okay, right.
If you have Amazon Fire, it could be on there.
Yeah, it could be on there. I guess I could pull that up, yeah.
It might be gang-related. I might be, because that's the only thing that kind of comes to my mind that's got, like, a black cop.
I think it was gang related, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was Fox, right?
Yeah, it's on Fox. Yeah.
Okay, that shit probably got canceled. That's probably why I haven't heard of it.
No, it's actually still on. If Brooklyn Nine-Nine can still be on, that show is probably still on.
Fuck that show.
Remember our Golden Globes?
Oh yeah. Fuck you, Andy Samberg. God, Andy Samberg, you fucking bastard. I forgot you're still on TV. I hate that guy.
I still never forget he's in a fucking Adam Sandler with short shorts washing a fucking car and Grown Ups too.
And he thinks that's so funny. I was just like, you know, I'd rather watch an Adam Sandler movie over than watch this fuckhead play in a fucking movie again. Because, God, I hate that guy so fucking much.
He's not that good of an actor.
I fucking hate that guy with a passion, though. I swear I do. I really fucking do.
God, I fucking
hate him. Anyway, let's go ahead and get some questions before we really get into a rant about Andy Samberg. Hey,
before you get to the questions, I actually interviewed for the fancritic.com Nicholas Vince, who is a chatterer in Hellraiser, the original.
Hellraiser, yeah.
And I told him about Hellraiser. He hasn't seen Revelations. And I'm like, don't watch it.
I don't blame you for not watching. I don't blame you for telling him. Hey, you better tell him you gay. Yo, you should have told him, hey, watch that, man. I'll watch it with you one day.
Oh, he's like, I told him there's a chatterer, and he goes, oh, God.
So, I take it nobody knew about the movie then. They really did make that movie to keep those rights.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I told him about it, and he goes, oh, that sounds horrible.
Why don't you put a plug in for that right now?
Well, I just did it. I just posted it today. I did an interview with Nicholas Vinch. He played the Chatterer in Hellraiser 1 and 2, and he played Kinsnicky, I think, in Nightbreed.
Yep.
Awesome guy to talk to. We talked for like an hour and a half. Cool as fuck. But check it out in the Fan Critic. I even plugged in movie spoilers on there as well, because he was listening, because when I first got him on Skype, he said he was listening to my review of Ronin 47. I'm like, that wasn't me, that was my podcast host, Movie Spoilers. He did it last December. He goes, oh, I thought that was you. He goes, I just watched that movie.
Thought you was a black guy?
No, he thought I was Lehu.
Oh, okay, I'm about to say. Oh, Ronin 47. Why? Did he have anything to do with that or something?
No, because he just watched it.
Oh, okay.
And he was listening to the podcast for it. He goes, I agree with everything that they said.
Yeah, that movie really is old, too. You know, it's funny. Whenever you do these reviews and shit like that, you don't really think people will resonate with you, what you're saying or anything like that, but then when you start to hear, like you said right now, he agrees with everything I said and stuff like that. You start to hear feedback from people where they're just like, I agree completely with what you say and stuff like that. It's always nice to hear that, I guess.
Yeah. But it was a cool interview. It's really worth the listen to. You can a lot of stuff with Clive Barker, Doug Bradley, who played Pinhead. You know, how, you know, just a lot of backstage stuff of that he was telling me, a lot of cool stories. It's really worth a listen to. He's a really cool guy.
If you don't mind me asking questions, if you just gave a plug to the audience now, if you don't mind me asking questions now.
Sure, go ahead.
What made you want to do an interview with him?
Well, he's...
Is it because of Hellraiser Revelations, or...?
No, I set this up back in June, and we just finally found time to do it. I kind of want to get more interviews for the site, and he just did one with the other podcast I did, Beers and Fears, I did a couple months ago. And they told me, they're like, oh, this guy is awesome, you know, if you want to interview him, he's more than willing to do it. I'm like, so I contacted him, and he goes, yeah, I'll do it, let's just wait a month and set up time. I'm like, okay, so it just kind of happened, and Chatterer is one of the coolest characters next to Pinhead in this Hellraiser franchise.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Another iconic character. So yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy.
One more time about you.
Nicholas Vince, fancritic.com, posted it. It's the very first story on the site.
Awesome. Oh, what a coincidence that is, after doing Hellraiser Revelation.
I know, how perfect timing was that? Because I just told him, like, I just watched this movie, and it was downright terrible.
Talk about the draw of the luck there. What a coincidence.
It was.
The funny thing is people, Z is the one that actually brought up Hellraiser. Was it or was it me? I don't remember.
It was you, because I said Freddy. I said Jason 8. Because I think we went bad horror movies.
So, alright, well then, never mind. So, what a coincidence for me to even pick a movie that where you already scheduled an interview with someone that actually worked on.
I know, it's awesome, isn't it? It was perfect timing.
Yeah, perfect fucking timing, too, to post a Hellraiser review and then have that interview go up, too.
Yeah.
Timing.
Yeah, I plugged you on the show, I plugged your site and our Throwback Tuesday, because we talked about the... Huh?
I was gonna say, why aren't you so sweet?
No, we were talking about during an interview, and I just said we just did it on Throwback Tuesday MovieSpoilersPodcast.com. And he listened to your 47 run in on your site.
He agreed with everything about that movie. I was like, when you said that 47 run, I was just looking at you like, the fuck is that?
Keanu Reeves is an Asian. That's all you need to know.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah, he's the white RZA. Okay. And that's the movie I want to see. The RZA, Keanu Reeves, Martial Arts Ain't a Thing to Them. That's what the name of that movie's going to be called. Martial Arts Ain't Nothing to Them. And then it's just them running at like a Batman and a Robin just running towards the screen and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They do a karate Bruce Lee kick and shit. Yeah. Yeah, that's the movie for me. Anyway, questions, man. Andrew said, Do you guys even want to see the new Hellraiser film at this point? Because I really don't.
I do, just due to the fact of, we talked about an interview, and he said he would love to see if it's Doug Bradley doing it. If it's only, or not Bradley, Barker doing it. If it was him doing it, yes, he said he would, and I'm kind of with him, if it's him doing it, because he created it. If Wes Craven did a new Nightmare on Elm Street, I would be all for it, because he created it.
See, when it comes to me, and I'm going to go ahead and throw horror out there or whatever, I always go see the Jason, Freddy, Michael Myers, and the Pinhead ones or whatever, so, because those are the icons, you know, the iconic ones and shit like that, so, you know, you're going to, even when they're shit, I mean, or even Leatherface for that matter, so with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, those are the iconic characters and shit, so I'm always interested to see what they do new with those films. Granted, the recent run with a couple of them ain't been the best,
mm-hmm.
In fact, been some of the worst, to say the least, which we saw with this Hellraiser, the last Texas Chainsaw, the last Jason, or even the Michael Myers one where he's just like, oh, damn, this is a cartoon, you know.
What was the last good one? What was the last good one out of the bunch? Would you go Freddy vs. Jason?
Oh, man.
I would go Freddy vs. Jason.
The funny thing is, when we go back on these things, because I know we did that with Michael Myers, and I told you I watched all of them, and I was like, my God, they're all bad.
Yeah.
Except for that first one. So I always go back to the first one. It's always that the first ones out of all those names I just named are always the best ones where you just like, damn, these are good. And then they make 10 more sequels after that, and you're just like, they're all horrible.
But we did agree that Dream Warriors is probably the second best Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah, definitely. For me, it's my my best, but obviously no one can top that first one. So.
Mm-mm. Like, Halloween was the same fucking shit. Friday the 13th was the same thing. Texas Chainsaw got retarded. Literally retarded.
How many times did that shit get rebooted, first of all?
Was the last one a reboot?
You know, I don't know what the fuck that was.
I don't know what that one was either. That was terrible.
I think it was a reboot, dude. So, you know what? I can't answer that for you then.
I think that one's been the most commonly rebooted.
It really has. That one's been rebooted like 3 times. I know they're rebooting Jason again for it, because I think they're doing a found footage with Jason.
I don't think that would work.
To me, I'm with you on that one. I don't think that sounds horrible. Okay.
No, because what's
I don't want to see shaky cam with Jason. Okay.
No, what stands out with Jason? It's his how he kills people. You're not gonna see it on a found footage.
Yeah, exactly. It's a slow, methodic movements of how he does things and how creepy it is. I don't think there's nothing to... Well, are we going to do some paranormal shit where something pops up at the end and we find out it's Jason and then the camera just fades off and you just see his feet walking away or some shit? I'm like, I don't want to... No, fuck no.
No, I don't think it's going to work. What I also heard they're going to do like a sequel to the original, to the remake of Friday the 13th.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I heard they were going to put it in 3D as well.
I heard that too.
Like 3D and horror, no.
In the 80s, yes, it was fine, but not now, because that means the budget's gonna like fucking skyrocket.
And plus, it means just a fucking gimmick.
Yeah, and I'm not paying fucking 3D prices for a fucking shit movie, which I know is gonna be shit.
They don't give a shit about these those iconic characters I just named off right now. They don't give a shit about them now, you know, because that when they make those horror movies and shit, they just like. Put whatever it is, anybody, and people are just going to come see it anyway because of the name itself. Because Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, they're a name brand at this point.
Didn't we just talk about this not that long ago, about name brand?
I can't remember what movie it was.
That's
like the main topic of Throwback Tuesday every time or something like that. We always talk about these horror icons like this or whatever and how they butt rape them and shit like that. How name brands mean so much now to these days or whatever, because when you start putting Trey Songz in a goddamn Texas Chainsaw, that tells me you didn't give a fuck.
No, I think we talked about Transformers, I think because it was a name brand.
It's a name brand that just gives people a, like, I even said it right now, these last Hellraiser films have been horrible, but if they're saying they're going to make another one, I just told you right now, I would definitely go see it just because... I'm not even talking from a horror aspect of it. I'm just going to go see it because it's an iconic legend like a Hellraiser tattoo, and I need to see how it's done, so.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I think they could personally make a badass Hellraiser now, whatever the effects we have today, but they don't try, so...
And if Clive Barker is behind it, I am fully supportive of it, because that guy, when I talked to Nicholas Vince, he said that guy is, because I asked him where he got the idea, he goes, he's just sick twisted.
Damn. See, even if those people wasn't attached to it, I still want to see it just because of, once again, the name brand of it.
Do you think Hellraiser really has a name brand, like Friday and Nightmare?
Oh yeah, growing up he did. I don't know about now, though.
I'm not thinking now, because the last Texas Chainsaw bombed.
It made its money, though. Made more money than it cost, so...
Did it really? I thought it bombed.
I remember that, too, because it opened up at number one, and then the next week it was out of the top five. But it made its money back in that first weekend, and then made, and even when it was out of the top five, it was still making money, or a little money there, whatever. They didn't bomb, because that movie was cheap as fuck.
Trey Songz was the most expensive.
Probably was, where they had to do the soundtrack to it.
But, yeah, I would see it. I would see it, because Hellraiser, besides the first two, it just kind of got stupid.
Growing up for me and you, Hellraiser was definitely a brand. I don't know about now. I think he's forgottable. He's forgotten now at this point. So,
Well, they have done so many.
Seen, like you said, we haven't seen reboots from him in how long now?
Oh, fucking! That came out in '87, the original.
So, yeah, and look at this shit that came out. Didn't nobody know about this fucking movie?
Yeah. Oh, well, they're all direct to DVD.
Exactly. Only people that know about this is people that just browse this fucking VOD and Netflix and shit.
Yeah. They're like, what's this Hellraiser Revelation? What the fuck is this? I didn't know about this.
Okay. Check this out real quick. Oh, Hellraiser has a new movie. This came out 2011? Okay, let me check it out real quick. Alright.
Did they turn it off five minutes into the fucking movie?
Turn it off 5 minutes and realize, where the fuck is Pinhead at? Jesus Christ. It's been 30 minutes already. Shit.
Yeah.
You blink, you might miss it.
Fuck
Alex, he says, real question is, for that Power Rangers reboot, do you want to see a floating head or a regular guy / alien play Zordon?
I think we talked about this, didn't we? Because I think Liam Neeson was rumored to be Zordon. Or I said I wanted him.
I thought we were joking when we were just talking about
this. No, I think that was my dream. I think that was my dream. It was Liam Neeson.
Yeah, that was your dream. And I remember saying Woody Harrelson.
That could work. I would rather see a regular guy.
Yeah, if we're going to go that right, I would say just make him an alien or something like that. I don't know. Because it looked like they're going for... It looked like they're not going for, like, that campy tone that the show was, whatever. It looked like they're just trying to keep small elements of that. And I don't know how ridiculous that would look with a floating head and a gay-ass robot just walking around. I don't know how that would work, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
I would rather be with, like you said, an alien / regular guy or something. An alien that took the form of a human body or some shit like that.
Yeah. I'm totally...
You know what? AI. How about that?
An AI, huh?
Yeah, Alpha can be an AI. It doesn't have to be a robot. It could be like Cortana from Halo. Be an AI.
Oh, that'd be cool, as long as he's not annoying.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I'm talking about. I don't want to hear this fucking robot going, ay-ay-ay, all the fucking movie. I'm just like, okay, Jesus Christ, whatever. So yeah, make him an AI to Zordon. Which Zordon is a power source.
Yeah, it's totally, I can see that.
Yeah, because I can imagine how ridiculous that would look. Jesus Christ. We got it in that movie we reviewed or whatever, too. It was like, I hate that robot. Fucking hate. Or at the end of the movie where they brought Zordon back just by holding hands and shit.
Yeah.
They brought him back to the power of Ninjetti? What was it?
Ninjetti.
How the fuck did they do that?
That's a damn good question.
I remember we talked about that because we were just like, what is the limit to a Power Ranger? Like, what can they do exactly? Because if you can bring people back to life, then damn. Them motherfuckers held hands and they rebuilt a whole command center and brought a motherfucker back to life with that.
I would say the movie's what it is, but it was corny as fuck, but I would say a reboot on maybe a different look on it would be pretty cool.
You know what? I say put the Power Rangers, fuck Batman versus Superman. Make it Superman versus the Power Rangers, because once Superman destroys all those buildings and kills people, the Power Rangers got a whole hand. They can put it back together.
Yeah.
Use the power of the jet and bring everybody back. Let's do it, guys. Oh, last question I got here is from Rodrigo. Goddamn, Power Rangers is some corny shit.
Boogie with the Bear, motherfucker. And it was I Smell Teenagers.
I Smell What kind of rape shit is that? I Smell Teenagers. Ooh, where's my autograph book?
He was the worst villain I've ever seen in my life.
Jesus Christ, man. That movie was... Oh my god, hey, if it sells, it sells, I guess, man, but fuck. Oh, man, my last question I got here is from Rodrigo. He says, what is your favorite Karate Kid film?
It's a toss-up between the original and part two.
Yeah, I'm going to go with part two.
I'm going to say part two because it was more real.
I haven't seen it in a while. It's been a while since I've seen part two, but... I remember that fight at the end was bad. I remember I used to, wait for it to come on TV before I had the movie, and when I finally just broke down and bought it, and just waited for that fight scene to come out. And like you said, it was more real. It seemed to have... I think the best thing about that sequel is it adds on to the first one, but making things even more dangerous. It amps it up a lot.
Yeah.
It went from a simple karate tournament with just getting points to, no, these people in this country... They fight for lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is real shit right here. Don't fuck up. If you fuck up, you'll be dead.
Yeah, I think the story was a lot better, too.
Yeah, you got to learn a lot more about the characters in there.
Yeah. It was a good movie. They're both good.
We complained about the love interest, Elizabeth Shue, in the first one. The Asian girl they had in the second one, she actually even gets background story as well.
Yeah, which, I don't understand why Elizabeth Shue just got pretty much tossed to the side.
Gotta have that love interest.
Yeah, sure.
Just gotta throw that in there somehow, but... Yeah, so I'm going with the second one.
I'm with you, I'm going with the second one, too.
Alright, that's one of the few where I can conclude that the second one is better than the first one.
Yeah, it did. And then they got really weird with part three. And then
back to the States and fuck everything up. But yeah.
Well, it seemed like they were trying to make, because I don't know the time frame. It's like they happened like maybe like 2 months after the fact with part two, and then they came back like right immediately, like maybe like a year later.
It did seem like they tried to tie part one in at like it was like a month later, or like even a week later from where part one to part three added up to.
Yeah, it seems so like this...
showed parts of part one and part three when it opened up.
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, all this took place in like a year. I'm like,
almost less than a year too.
Yeah, which they probably, because the sequel seemed like it could have been rushed because the first one made so much money. But it was a good rush because it actually had a good story to it.
You know what I was just about to say, too? That's a good point, your grandpa. I was going to say, you think they're trying to forget about the second one? I'm like, because the third one was really more tied in with the first one,
mm-hmm.
if anything. So it almost seemed like the second one never happened. I'm just like, why would that? But the second one was more of a Mr. Miyagi film.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, people. That's been our show. It doesn't feel like it's been that long, but it's been an hour and a half, which is shocking to that, to be honest. That was another milestone for us here. Throwback Tuesday, episode 60.
60.
60, man. I am the Phenomenal One, of course, MovieSpoilersPodcast.com.
This is Z from TheFanCritic.com.
We will catch you people next week on another edition of Throwback Tuesday. Later, bastards.
Later.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it.
you've been.